Welcome to Sitting on the Couch with the Comedy Convicts, where we have unfiltered conversation with trained comedians. I'm your host, Sharonda Jacobs.
Out of my motherfucking bed for this bullshit right now.
You weren't doing it.
Welcome everyone to Sitting on the Couch with the Comedy Convicts. We have myself, Sharonda Jacobs. We have Noodles and Doodle. No, whatever.
I'm Keep Looking Around Morris.
I'm Cedric Ludet, Big Sad.
I'm Lady Tuesday Littleton.
And today our topic is going to be, we're just going to wing it today. We don't have a special topic. But we're going to talk about the David Arnold.
Put the A in there.
David A. Arnold Memorial last night.
Before we do that, I just want to thank Chicago. I was out there doing 4 shows at Riddle, so I just want to thank Chicago for showing me love. All 4 shows, thank y'all.
Shut down!
Really?
If you
I thought he was
going to
say Cleveland. He
out.
Brought in Chicago.
Hold on, hold on.
The Windy City.
If he don't cut that shit out, how you going to represent somebody bullshit?
Hey, hold on. He did go to the show.
He did do the show.
But you still could have got yours in. I could have finished this one first.
Damn,
you could have got yours in.
You know,
before
you
we
broke
that.
The whole goddamn show, because I want to give a shout out to
Chicago.
Hold on, I want to give a shout out to the county jail that I ain't been back in a while.
To the Windy City, huh? Windy City.
Chi-rack.
No, that's Big Sad, you guys. He did go to Chicago and had a
He represented. He represented.
He represented the comedy convicts.
Go on, take it, Big Sis.
Okay. So we're going to go talk about the David A. Arnold Memorial last night. My God. If you wasn't there,
you missed it.
Some of the big hitters was out last night. We had Kevin Hartow, Kim Whitley.
Tiffany Haddish.
Rodney Perry.
We had Chris. We had
Bill Bellamy was there.
Chris Spencer.
Rodman was there.
We had
Cedric the Entertainer was there. D.L. Hughley was there.
Everybody.
We had Keith Look Around Morris there.
We had
Cedric Ledet there.
We had Louis Dix there.
We had Jeff Arnold.
We had T.
And y'all know y'all had me in there. No, I'm not no comic on stage, but I'm a comic.
The thing about it was a damn good celebration. You know, I give it, like they say, Rodney Perry stole the show.
He did.
He stole the show. He did good.
Rodney?
Yeah.
He stole it?
He stole it. It wasn't nobody else as good as him, but he stole it.
Boris Cujo was there, too.
Boris Cujo stole the show when he walked in.
When he walked in,
he shut it down.
That's what you call
That's who shut it down. He shut it down. Shut it down to the point that they had to acknowledge that he walked in.
Listen, hold on. He said, if you like gay guys. Well, I like gay guys. Fuck that.
Hey,
let's put it this
way.
I'm not going to sit up here and disrespect Boris, you know.
You can't.
Because I don't know. I don't even know him. If he got sugar in his tank,
he fine.
He don't.
Then it's fine sugar.
I know he don't.
Then it's fine sugar.
It's syrup. Wife,
that don't mean nothing.
I know he's a
shepherd. Okay, all right.
His wife is fine.
She is pretty.
That is a beautiful couple.
So we had a good time yesterday to celebrate David A. Arnold. My buddy I came up with in the industry.
Did you see Terry Crews?
I took a picture with Terry Crews. I took a picture with everybody damn near was in there.
Was there a child molester in there? Ooh. It may have been. A few of them.
TH!
It may have been a few of them.
Allegedly. You can't say they are. He or she wasn't.
I didn't say any names.
There allegedly was some in there.
Hey, you know? I'm pretty sure somebody touched somebody inappropriately in there.
And then they had some sugar daddies in there, too. And
yes, y'all was representing.
I was representing.
I can't even lie.
It was some sugar mamas in there.
Oh, tell about Keisha.
Future baby mama.
Vanessa
/ wifey.
Vanessa
In my past life, I said, I looked at her dead in her eyes. I said, check this out, baby.
Did.
Since I was 11 years old.
He did say that.
I've been looking for a girl like you. Boom! Rock-a-bye, baby.
Vanessa
Keisha
Williams that played
New Jack City.
New Jack City.
The chocolate Vanessa.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
But the thing about it was a damn good going away. And everybody, you know what? And nobody there was stuck up.
No, that was the thing. Nobody thought they was too good. Thought they was too good to talk to anybody.
Hang out.
No, it was.
No, they left. They left.
The motherfuckers stuck up left.
The people that was stuck up left.
Kevin Hart.
Trust me.
That nigga booked.
Who? Will Packer left.
Will Packer?
Huh?
Will Packer. I didn't see him out there in Lubbock.
Hit the dough.
I don't know who
Tiffany had it. Hit the dough.
Hit the dough.
I don't know who Will Packer is.
Mo kills the touch. Pew.
I don't care, but all the people I came up with, In the 90s.
Oh, Will Packer. I'm going to tell you who Will Packer is. He the one left his wife for a man.
Oh, shit.
Oh, you didn't hear about that?
I did not hear about that. Stan Latham was there, but he left, didn't he?
He didn't go in. I don't think he was dating it. You know, he was
there. He was in at the second, third row. He was there. So we had a good time.
So, you know, the thing about it is, it's like, when David was coming up, he had a lot of classmates in there that he was teaching comedy. Mm.
Yeah, and what was so funny about
it,
because somebody
said, yeah, because you go to comedy class don't mean you're going to be funny. Mm.
Right. Well, she said, some people have talent and no drive. Some people, something like that.
Yeah, some people have drive and no talent.
Right. And I just seen that at the Regency Whiz a lot of days.
And there's a lot of people out there that has neither one of them, even if they're going, you know, because you got to really know how funny you is. It's a gift. How funny you are. It's a gift. Thank you, Miss Young Lady, for
Tuesday.
That's Tuesday.
I mean,
English
we
class.
Don't want to talk English, right?
We talk slang.
Anyway. We talk English.
Anyway. So it's like
Spanglish. It's like Spanglish.
Because you go to a comedy class don't make you funny. It had to be within you.
But right, because nobody can teach you comedy.
Nobody can teach you comedy. Can nobody teach you nothing? Acting is in you. You know, you go to all these acting classes and comedy classes, and they say, oh, you good. And next thing you get out there, you ain't never going to get a role.
Okay, so as an actor myself, when you see
as an ex-prostitute? Power...
I got $20!
Is that normal? You know, acting? A prostitute always acts. You know,
so hold on. I'm not a prostitute. I'm a call girl. No, I'm a call girl. You call me up. You call me up to give me my ducats. I don't take $10 or $20.
So
I'm
what
sorry.
Is that, Zell?
No, baby, I don't take Zell. You ain't seen that fraud with Zell? You ain't seen that they starting to...
What is that?
I need cash in my hand.
Okay, think about it.
When I pull up,
you'll take cash.
She probably with that bullshit. She probably ain't give them no coochie, y'all.
Let me tell you why your sister stingy.
Is stingy.
Why you gotta get all lean up all over
the couch? I gotta let y'all know.
Let them know.
So I'm on what you call a dickitis. I'm leaving men alone. I don't like women, but I'm leaving men alone. I'm so tired of meeting men.
Oh shit.
With their penises so little, they shouldn't even pull them out to piss. They should just wear a diaper.
Well, you shouldn't be a fat girl, man.
What are you messing with? Your
big ass off.
What are you messing with, Asians? You like Asian men?
Did I get it said? Booyah!
These are black men.
It sounds like Asian men.
I met this guy. He was like the whole total package. He had a job, two cars, his own home.
That let you know.
Oh my God, hold on. Sweet, open the car door, close the car door for a lady, take you out. Oh my God. Went to his house one day and he was changing clothes. We was about to go out. And he laid across his bed, and I was laying on the phone talking to my friend, and his towel fell, and I thought he had a clit, so I thought I was with a dyke or something. I told my friend, I said, I think I'm with a woman, because all I see is a clit, so I just, you know.
Did you say a clit?
Yeah, girl, it looked like she had a clit.
He had a little dick.
Okay. A lit. It was like this.
It was three or four people.
Look, it was like
this. Was it on hard or was it on soft?
It don't make a difference. You wasn't a grower or a shower. You wasn't a grower.
You guys got a little turtle shell.
No, wait.
Yeah, that little turtle thing. Look,
it been time for when my shit didn't want to come out of play, and that motherfucker looked like I had a click, but when that motherfucker came out of play, bam!
Lies.
Da-da-da-da.
Lies.
I'm telling you.
But let me
I'm
ask
telling you.
I say, since we on men and stuff like
that. It can be like real short.
So since we on stuff like that, let me ask y'all men a question.
Why y'all up on the couch? Sit back.
Because this stuff just got me going. Damn. Let me sit back. Why the F his ass up on camera today? But do men use wipes when they go to the toilet?
No.
No.
What man use a wipe?
I'm talking about when you boo-boo.
No. You get your ass in the shower.
Oh, no. That's Terrence Howard. He's the only one.
You get in the shower.
No, because let me tell you.
You get your ass in the shower. As you take a dump, you get your ass in the shower.
Speaking of that, no, because you can have wipes, too.
No, ain't no man no damn wipe.
No, no.
not with the booty moist.
What the hell wrong with you?
Not with the booty.
And then you cut it back out.
Man, if you don't cut it out.
Listen. So, if y'all want to invite a woman over your house, at least make sure you don't have boo-boo in your drawers.
Get in the shower to get your liquor done.
This man was 56 years old.
So what? He should have told me to get in the shower. He maybe didn't know. So I'm getting there, peel his ass back, and let the water
That's
run down.
I don't know how you don't know.
Oh, no.
Whenever I take a dump, I don't give a fuck who else I'm at. I'm getting my ass in the shower.
That's low down.
I don't give a fuck. I'm getting my stanky ass in the shower.
No, give me no head.
If any woman take a dump and get a nasty ass in the bed without getting in the shower, if you don't get your funky ass up and get in that shower and crack your ass and wash it and let the water run down your ass, don't you bring your funky ass back in this bed.
Funky ass. What kind of doodle chicks you dealing with?
No, the funky ass. Get your funky ass in the tub.
That is the most disgusting visual ever. I just want to know
the
man
you wife. What the fuck a man going to use the wife
for? I told you, that's Terrence Howard, and only Terrence Howard. He is about white life. He about that.
White life.
He about that. But everybody else don't want the moist booty.
I'm watching all like, okay.
They don't want the moisture.
You are listening to Sitting on the Couch with the Comedy Convex.
So we were talking earlier. Hold on. We were talking earlier about man's ejaculating real fast.
Because y'all sorry as fuck.
No, it's not
really?
That.
I thought it's ain't no that. Such thing as a woman coochie has. Because see, that means a woman's coochie is like, okay, some women coochie probably is a little wider. But the thing is, if your penis is just that little, it's just not fitting.
No, it's not that. It's like some guys.
It is fit. It is keys and locks.
And I'm about to tell y'all the truth about me. Now, if you got some bad sex, I'm going to hit it quick and get the hell off of it. If your moisture in your coochie, whatever you want to call it, your vagina, your black hole, your whatever you want to call it. If Thunder feels that it's worth it, he's going to stay up.
If Thunder
don't think it's worth it, he's going to go down. He's going to come quick and go home about his business. So, women, you got to keep a man entertained.
That don't make no sense. If it's good, you going to hurry up and come.
No.
No, what he's trying to say
is, he said if it ain't good, you going to hurry up and come. No, I'm talking about your body is enjoying it.
Come on.
He said it's not enjoying it. So, he going to come quick because he's not enjoying it.
So, he's trying to hurry up and get out.
But he lying because if it's good, so he going to come quick.
That's what I'm saying. That's double talk.
Negro, please.
That's double talk.
My titty ring.
If you ain't had none in a while, you about to go quick.
Yeah, you're going to go crazy. But that's an exception.
But that's not good or bad.
But that's an exception. You ain't had none a long time. Okay. You touch it,
that's just
gone.
Like, okay, we was just talking about this Tuesday. Women saying they have 5 and 6 orgasms.
No, you don't.
Stop lying. You have one.
But you're lying. Shaking, right?
And if you even know. Right. Because, you know, it's like women can have sex for like, they can be for like, I'm going to say 15, 20 years. Oh, no. They can be 40 years old and have never experienced an orgasm.
Right. That's true. I know somebody like that.
Then you're sitting up telling niggas, oh, I just can't. No, bitch. Tell
I knew
the
somebody
truth.
Like
Nigga,
that.
You need to finish this job.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Since we're on the sex tip. This is not a sex show.
No.
We talk about everything.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So when y'all listen, don't say, oh, they talking about the sex. No, we talk about everything. We talk about dead people.
Oh, we got obviously.
All kinds of
stuff. Okay, speaking of dead people,
Sex is really overrated.
It is very overrated.
It is. Sex is overrated. For one thing.
You get your hair messed up.
It's not even that.
It's just
some people meet a woman and that's all they do is have sex.
Right.
They don't have no relationship.
Right.
They don't have no conversation.
Right.
They don't have no going out.
That's beautiful.
It's just hitting it and
that's
quit.
That's two consensual adults.
Especially if he's paying the bills.
Fuck the bills.
Well, I don't know if you get to the bills if it's just consensual sex. But if it's all entanglements and bills and y'all in a relationship.
You know what? It's so jacked up because men got opinions about women and women got opinions about men. So we don't give a shit how we feel about each other. If the sex is good, damn it, we're going to hang in there for a while until you say motherfucker's over with. And then just kick rocks. You know?
And I just hate when y'all say, when like women, like also like we can be making love and shit. Talking about, oh, this is your pussy, daddy. No, it's not. It's just my turn right now.
Right, it's my pussy.
It's my turn.
No, that's the porn talk. That's
what you do.
You know. That's the porn talk.
That's that porn talk. Talk that daddy.
Talking about it's. This is your pussy,
that's
daddy.
It.
No.
It is not. Yeah, but somebody want to talk to
you. It's just my turn right
you
now.
You don't want to hear nasty stuff?
Or you don't want to hear bullshit. Say, oh, this is my motherfucking pussy.
But you don't want to hear bullshit.
Yeah, I don't want to hear that bullshit like this. Okay. Because as soon as you get mad at me, I can't fuck no more.
Legit. Yeah, then it's not yours.
But don't say it's my pussy.
You're not working.
Okay, well, put it this way. It doesn't matter who it is. At that time, you enjoy yourself because you may die right after you get that nut.
My best friend's uncle did. Yeah. He died inside of his wife while they were having sex.
And that's what I say. You come in at the same time.
So how does that work? That joint.
Huh? Does his penis, like, swell up? Like a dog?
Like dogs?
Yeah. I don't know. I ain't got that killer kind of coochie.
I'm working on it though. Oh, we had a heart attack. It wasn't. She had no killer pussy. He had a heart attack, and his shit was in there. Some people get their cum real quick, and their heart just blow up, and that's real shit.
Well, I mean, because you guys are built so strangely that all of your blood from your brain goes down to your sex organ.
Is that why men are so dumb?
That's why. And that's when you hit them hard, get the money, get the diamonds, get the jewels, get the car keys, get everything, because he's stupid right now.
That's why they call me TD, Thunder Dick.
Thunder Dick.
That's why I'm not motherfucking strong on shit. I give a fuck about a piece of ass. As long as I got a job and some benefits, I'm all right.
You know what? That's what I be saying. As long as Keith got a job and some benefits, I know I got some benefits.
That's right. We all right.
Your benefits are...
Oh, no. She's on the county.
It sounds like your benefits are...
I work for the county.
Or lots of lotion.
My benefits are good. I have never jacked off in my life. Never.
But it was,
you never jacked off in your life.
You, a man.
He going to have never jacked off.
Never.
I've never done that.
That is unbelievable.
Never.
I've never done that. I never played with
never.
Myself.
In what? My fucking because 60 I was years always of my life,
that's
never.
Making love with the best person
Listen,
you know.
I was always taught growing up, if you play with yourself, then you will go blind. So I always
believe that. You blind, you take them damn glasses
I'm
off.
I'm about to say, Miss Magoo, you over here blind as hell. Talking about, I ain't never played with myself. And the camera over here.
Did she call her? She called her Miss Mr. Magoo.
If y'all don't know what Mr. Magoo is, it's a cartoon.
Say it. You've never masturbated?
Man, I'm still masturbating.
Okay.
Shit,
then I'm the princess. Then,
I have never in my life. And the thing about it is I never have because I didn't grow up with a father to teach me that. I had a mother.
Your father needs
you to gotta teach you? What you gonna do? Your daddy gonna show you how to stroke your dick?
Your daddy gonna be like, son, this is how you do it.
You relax.
Let me explain something to you. Okay.
Lay back.
It's just like your mother. You have a talk with your girl.
Yeah.
Don't you have a talk with your girl. So men have a talk with their son. So when I was growing up with my boys, I told my boy, never play with your dick.
Why?
Because that's some filthy shit.
That's a built-up energy. No. That's built-up.
I can't see nobody sitting here playing. What is this? What's going through your mind to make you bust a nut?
That's what I want to know. How do you play with the visual? What was it? Playboy magazine? Hustler magazine?
No.
But that's for men. They don't have that for us. We don't have that for no women.
Listen to what I'm saying. It's like
that was before the internet.
At reality, real shit. I always told myself, and always seen, I said, what make these person when there's nobody around them, no female around them? What's going through this person's mind to make him play with himself? Is he thinking of a kid, or is he thinking of another man?
No, you'd be thinking of my hot cock.
I understand that. Ooh. I understand that.
Say it, girl.
On the way home, like this.
So have you ever had a female jack you off?
Yeah, let me see
what
they do.
That's what they're supposed to do. That's what they're there for.
No, but we talking about him doing it himself.
Get a fifi bag then.
Get a what?
Your fifi bag.
What's that?
That's a fifi bag.
Oh, that's that.
Yeah, when you make a pussy.
Yeah. That's what?
Oh, no.
That's what?
You make a pussy. You get you a glove, rubber glove. You wrap it up in a sock. And you put the tip of the rubber glove around the sock like that. You put some motherfucking lotion in that motherfucker and go to town.
Oh, sad. You're a sick bastard.
I was in jail for 7 years.
He left that in jail.
I'm not about to fuck no man. I'm in jail for 7 years, so I had to
get
up.
Did he say get a fifi bag?
That's
a
fifi.
He now done everything. Gave you all the instructions. I mean, damn.
See,
I thought you was going to say
no
you had.
Longer friends.
Don't try to do 7 years and see what happens.
I ain't going
to
do one.
I thought you was going to say you had a
But home. No, I really never did that in my life.
You are listening to the Comedy Convicts.
I thought you were going to say you had a hole in the mattress or a hole in the wall.
It's a trip because when I tell people, they're like, yes, you did. No, I've never in my fucking life out of 60 years.
I don't know how you not easy, do that. I do it all the time.
I
can't wait to get home.
Ooh,
I don't know. No.
Look, Keith smiling like a mother.
I don't know what you say. He'll take that 3-hour drive.
I'll take that motherfucker 2 hours. That's it.
None of that.
Oh, you
none of that.
You'll make the faces?
No.
You got to make
what?
The faces. And make
how would you know if you never
seen
do
women
it?
Do that.
No, no. Uh-uh.
I had a wife.
You had a wife and your wife was jacking up when you were laying there next to her?
No, I wouldn't lay next to her. She videotaped it.
Oh, shit.
And she got mad because she said, I'm leaving it for you. She left me.
She left you for her hand?
I don't know what the hell she left me for.
She left you for Pamela.
She left me. Hey, she left me. I was so happy. Like, now I'm free at last.
Man, I remember my baby mama left me. Man, that shit was so funny.
Sometimes you don't want to be bothered somebody. Let their ass go.
Look.
It don't sound like you let her go. It sounds like she bailed out.
She was like, nigga, don't go nowhere without paying the other half of the rent. I said, all right, I'll be right back. I got to go to the bank. No, nigga, I'm about to go to the bank with you. So we get to the motherfucking bank, right? And the motherfucker's getting held up.
My money right wrong with the bank. They robbed it, so we ain't got
no money. The motherfucker robbing the bank. So he grabbed my baby mama. He said, if anybody move, I'm going to blow this bitch head off. I started doing jumping jacks around this motherfucker. And the bitch still here.
I know DJ, you stop jumping. What you jumping for? Nigga, blow her head.
Blow her head.
Y'all some ignorant
motherfuckers. You know what? What's this called? Sitting on the couch, right?
With two ignorant comics, obviously.
I got one
Udo
more.
Udo and Noodle.
My baby mama was so fucking mean, right? Uh-huh. I said, man, let me get out of this motherfucking house, man. This bitch gonna ruin. I'm about to beat this bitch ass, right? So I'm walking the beach. Boom, I hit a motherfucking metal piece. Oh, shit.
Totally
I picked that motherfucker up. Genie.
Oh.
Like oh, I rubbed that motherfucker.
And two shoes
I got
over
three
there.
Wizards. He said, whatever you get, your trifling ass baby mama gonna get double. I said, fuck it, run it. Give me $1 billion. You know she gonna get double, right? I said, all right, fuck it, give me a castle. You know she gonna get double, right? She said, got one more wish left. What you want? I said, I want you to beat me half to death.
Is that bitch gonna be dead? So she still ended with nothing.
Look, they don't like the look. Hey, why women all stick together? Y'all
hey,
know this.
Hey, thing. I'm laughing. I'm a karate man. It is on the inside. It's internal.
Okay.
You know what I noticed about women? Y'all all stick together.
No, that ain't true.
Y'all cannot
that
know.
That is not true. That is not fucking true. If we stuck together, we would rule this shit.
Let me ask you a question. I know we all been married before. At least once.
Yeah, you're one and a half, right?
What happened to your first husband? What happened to your first husband?
I left him.
Okay. Ooh. What happened to your first husband?
We went our separate ways. But we still good friends. That's my
I asked you all that.
We got together. He in one state and I'm in another.
Okay. So what happened to mine? Mine left me. What
Smart
happened to your first wife?
She left me.
Okay. So we all have that marriage bullshit in our lives.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we can all talk about how bad this motherfucker was, or how bad I was, or how bad she was, how bad he was, how bad you was. It don't matter how we talk about it. Everybody have been in the same situation, a fucked up situation, a marriage. Because if we didn't, we'd still be with that crazy motherfucker, or you still be with that crazy motherfucker, right or wrong.
Right.
So we all been through that bullshit. So when people talk about, oh, I'm happy married, motherfucker, yeah, right now, because you just got married. Give that motherfucker 5 years.
Seven.
Seven.
No, two. Some of them don't even go 7 years.
Two?
too. And I'm saying because that's the honeymoon stage. Once you get past the honeymoon stage and start doing that real marriage part.
Now my sister and her husband still together.
How long they been married?
Long time.
Yeah, my dad.
I'm glad to see marriage that go 30 and 40 years and 50 years.
And some people have been married so long. It's just we're just gonna stay.
Yeah, right.
They ain't happy though.
One room,
they ain't happy though.
And sleep in another room, right. and to me, that's better than this saying I'm giving up half of my life to her. You know, we can stay here. You can do your thing. I do my thing.
But okay, when you say
who do you think you are? Will Smith?
So Keith Morris. This is the thing.
Will Smith and Jada Pinkett.
Underdig.
Oh my lord.
What do you want to say, Sharonda?
So what if you still got feelings for your ex?
You don't have feelings for all your exes no matter what. Yeah. Your kid's mother.
That ain't true. I don't feel nothing for my ex.
I
want
to beat one of mine so bad, but I can't go to jail no more. Shit.
It's like this.
I don't need no assault.
One thing about me, I'm going to make sure that I always have feelings for my kid's mothers because they're my kid's mother.
That's the kid's mamas, but that ain't all your exes.
No. My exes don't mean shit to me.
Okay, then. That's what we're saying.
But we talk about husbands and wives. That's what we were talking about.
You was married to all your baby mamas?
No, just one.
Okay.
Just one.
Well, then that's the only one that count then.
She don't count either. Fuck you. No, don't count. She don't count.
Yeah.
You know, she once she get married again, she lost out on everything.
Let me tell y'all women, if y'all get married to a man, you the first is a bad bitch. You get that nigga, if he retire, you can get his
benefits. That's right. And they don't understand that.
As long as you don't remarry, you can get all that shit. I don't care if he remarry. Long as you don't remarry, you can still get
my cousin benefits. Right now.
Shit, her husband taught me that.
My cousin right now.
Rest in peace, Auntie Jean.
Her
she
husband
taught me
was a
shit.
Deputy sheriff. He died in a line of duty. Mm-hmm. He didn't get murdered, but he died in the line of duty boxing because he caught a seizure and all that. Right?
Oh, shit.
She tell these niggas, I'm not remarrying y'all, motherfucking
damn
niggas.
Right.
I got a good ass chick.
Hell,
now I told my cousin, don't your ass get remarried because once you get married, you lose everything.
And yes. that's money on the table.
And then the motherfuckers gonna build up on you.
Why get that bitch? Why let that bitch? You done did all this work all these years. And then this bitch gonna get all the fuck no.
That's why I tell women. You get
married. But you gotta also keep in mind that if you marry somebody, you gotta marry them before they retire. Because if he's already retired, you're not entitled to that retirement money.
That's why they tell you.
They play them tricky games.
You gotta be married 10 years.
Yeah.
In California.
It's like that a lot of places.
Yeah. You got to be married 10 years to get something.
And California is not, and one of these misconceptions is that, what is that?
Common law.
That don't exist in California.
That don't.
No.
See, it's only about 5 or 6 states that still have it.
Now, I will stay with a woman for long as she want me to stay with her, but she ain't got nothing coming. Because I ain't got nothing to give you. You ain't my wife. Only thing you can get is some hard dick and some bubble gum, and I'm fresh out of bubble gum.
And she ain't gonna
fresh out of hard dick.
Oh, ouch!
Right.
Fresh out of hard.
You better go find some bubble gum.
The candy store got plenty of her. The candy store got plenty of bubble gum.
They too sell.
Bubble yum.
Hey, Kim, you might have to put down. Hey, you might have to go put down some demos, homie, because they act like you don't got it no more.
Man, they lost their motherfucking mind. You better.
Darlene said you better step your game up.
Shit, my game is always right. My game is always right. Yeah, Big Daddy, get up in that draw.
See, think about it. Think about it.
Yeah.
Think about it.
Big Daddy.
One thing about it, we always say what we can do, but when you get to perform and you don't do it.
That'll make a bitch shoot you.
Yeah.
Definitely. Big Daddy. You definitely going to get some high grits on your back.
My buddy AJ,
you definitely
rest
get
in
some
peace.
High grits.
He had this joke. He said, nigga, stop lying on your dick.
Yeah.
He said, how you gonna fuck all night? He said, nigga, I can't even sleep all night. Come on, he gonna fuck the shit out you. Who gonna clean it up?
I'ma tell you the truth. I know that's right. Funny. When I do start back having sex, a nigga got 15 minutes. That includes taking off his clothes and foreplay.
That's it.
You better get it within that 15 minutes.
15
but if
minutes.
I can't make a nigga know within 10 minutes, that mean my shit ain't good.
I tell you what. I told you, 1.5, I'm quick.
I'm like dudes with DC and withdrawal game.
Look,
like, come on now,
real
have
quick.
Dick control.
Ladies, if you
have
want
dick control.
If you want a man to come quick, damn it, look for Keith, look around more. I ain't here to be in your bra for 3 hours, 20 minutes,
that's
1 minute and a half,
you
slide to the
45.
Side, pam, pam, boom, and it's over with.
That's right. Nigga, when you come... Just pull your pants down a little bit. Just open up your pants and pull your penis out. Don't even pull them all the way down. Right. I sit on top. Let me do what I got to do and go home. Because if you take your shoes off, you might get too comfortable.
That's right.
Ooh. You don't need to get that comfortable in my shit. And don't pull your pants down because you might have boo-boo in your
drawers. That is disgusting. What kind of sex life
but see, the thing about it is, see, the thing about it is, ladies and gentlemen, you guys, y'all listen. This is not a sex show.
Obviously it is.
I don't know how we got on this subject, but they...
Especially these young females, thinking they supposed to bang a nigga all day long, smoking drink.
Yeah, that's what we think.
And your ass ain't young. Your ass,
yeah,
your
I
ass
am.
Is, your
I
ass
do
ass
say,
is
I am. Young. I am young.
Young and bullshit, nigga. But you ain't young
I'm
and
young.
Age.
I'm young with the hot cock, nigga.
Hot cock Tuesday.
Look here, man. I'm tired of women, though. I'm tired of women when they use their pussy as a
clutch.
As a weapon?
Because, like, how you value your pussy, I value my dick the same way.
No, you don't. You beat yours. You're bottom with yours. You bottom with your dick.
Well,
you don't
I never
cherish it.
Mine.
You don't respect it.
I respect my dick.
She said you violated yours.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm very you're constantly putting your hand around the neck of your dick. Well, you are very
much on the chair for domestic dick.
Hey, look. It's either that or go fuck a man.
Listen,
I'm not about to do
that.
The
judge say, what's the charges?
Hold on.
He went for domestic
dick. She said he violated his dick.
Right. But he going to jail for domestic dick. What's that?
Hey,
beating
we,
your
we
dick.
We can beat up today, man. We can beat up.
We got to come out this quicksand, man. We got to come out this quicksand.
She said
he going to be. That's going to be a new law.
Domestic dick violence.
She said he violated his dick.
She said he beat it.
Violated. That motherfucker. He choked
it.
Yeah, sit down.
You're going to jail.
Oh, that shit was a leak.
If that was law. Okay, hold on. So before we close out this show.
Oh, no, we're on a serious note. This is serious.
Right? I can't stop laughing.
No, this is serious. This is serious note right here.
Let him laugh. We got it out the
way. Don't get out the way.
I just want to pay homage to my daughter-in-law. She was murdered this weekend.
Sorry to hear that.
She had a restraining order against these young ladies, and she was at her best friend's house, and the young ladies came up. She got murdered by some females, and they stabbed her in her neck, and my grandchild, she seen it all. So my granddaughter's in counseling now. But I just want to say, all this senseless fighting.
Stupid shit.
Right. It really needs to stop.
That's even fighting over a man or a woman. That's just some stupid
shit. But they've been fighting for years, and my daughter-in-law was, like, tired of fighting.
Was she the other woman used to mess with her baby
daddy
or something?
No. I think the girl used to mess with my son a long time ago. Okay. I ain't going to even lie. But, and then she was beefing really with her friend, not with
Tasha,
right. Okay. So,
Did they catch her?
I think they have one of the girls, but the other one, they I don't know if they have her or not, according, I think what her mother put on Facebook today. But they're in Alma, Georgia, and I know that when these young ladies go to
trial,
that they're going to get it because Tasha, you know, disrespect, but she wasn't a black young lady. And so when you're in those hick towns in Georgia, you're black and you just killed a white girl. And the judge already had ordered you to stay away from them.
She ain't never
But the sad part about it is that her children get a chance to see her.
Yeah.
Her parents, my granddaughter don't. And my granddaughter's asking the question, like, why do my mama have to go to heaven?
What's her name that killed her?
The girl name is Honesty.
Honesty?
Yeah.
Is she black?
She's black.
Honesty? When you get to that jail, them bitches gonna fuck the shit out you.
I wish I could go get locked up in jail, in that jail, just for one day.
Just to kill her.
Mm-hmm. I would beat her so bad.
Yeah. But see, the thing about it is, it's like, now she's got to pay for what she did.
Oh, yeah. She gonna when she get back behind the wall.
Because, like I say, my son's in jail right now. They got him for murder, but they didn't charge him for murder. They charged him with something else. But he been stabbed twice in there.
Oh, my Lord.
You know, and it's like, it's nothing your dad can do. Because
they don't have phone books anymore?
This
do they have
prison.
Phone books on the streets?
That's what you got to wrap around. You got to wrap around you with the phone.
Well, no, this new prison is different.
It's a new prison?
Oh, yeah, new prison lifestyle.
Even in the, like I can't really talk
about
it.
Like,
I've been to prison. Yeah. And the best way to survive is You gotta survive. You know what I'm saying?
You gotta protect yourself.
You gotta protect yourself.
Well, my son's doing good.
You gotta have a killer mentality. I mean, I hate to say it, but
he's doing good.
But isn't that the mindset? You gotta go in there to survive. Yeah, survival.
So with that, being said, we're gonna close the show out today, guys. And
how can we find you?
Tuesday.
You can find me on Instagram. I am the Blue Widow, BLU Widow.
Okay. Where can we find you at?
Well, now, since my Instagram got hacked, you can find me on Comedy Convicts on Instagram or Sharonda Jacobs on Facebook, Twitter, Periscope, Snapchat.
Tinder.
I ain't on Tinder, girl, no. I got to get on SugarDaddies.com.
Okay.
But,
I'm Keith Morris. Y'all can find me on Figueroa, Long Beach.
On the whole strong.
Anywhere where
Limp Dick niggas hang.
The Limp Dick Club.
You can find me.
It's next door to the Elks Club.
Facebook.
The Elks Lodge.
Keith Look Around Morris.
It's next door
Instagram,
to the Sperm Bank.
Look around.
They can help.
You can find me on all social media.
They got a Sperm Bank.
CEDLEDT, that's Instagram. You can find me on Facebook, Cedric, CEDLEDT on Facebook. You can find me on...
Choke that chicken.
Hey! Behind the wall.
I'm pushing you
the back. I turn my hand around.
Listen, if you go right there on Wilshire and Carson, I live right there. It's a sperm bank right there.
Hey,
and I said I'm going to walk in that sperm bank one day and ask them, can I look around?
Hey, I'm going to say this before we get out of here.
Go ahead.
I'm going to keep it 100, man. These last 4 or 5 shows, I love working with y'all.
Yes, we have a good time.
And that was a great pickup Tuesday. I didn't know you came from that far away.
Yeah.
Because I was telling Sharon, fuck this show. We do it next week. But you would have really been mad. But I love working with you.
Kick
I love working with you,
kick
sis.
Kick him and make his
Keith, I love working with you. And the other Comedy Convict niggas.
But we have a good
time. Well, Peanut has a show over at the Berkshire again.
It that don't matter.
No. That's 8 o'clock.
The thing about it is, we have a good time sitting here.
Yeah, well, I love it.
Anybody out there, this is a fiction and a nonfiction. You can believe what you hear or you don't have to believe what you hear. So don't take this shit personal.
Please,
we have a good time sitting here. We are comedians.
Yeah.
Only one not a comedian is Sharonda. She's our manager. Tuesday's a female comedian. I'm a male comedian. Say is a male comedian. So we sit here and have a good time. We sit here and talk about shit that we can talk about. Other people can't talk about the shit we can do without getting backlash. So thank y'all for watching, sitting on the couch.
Thank you for watching, sitting on the couch with the Comedy Convict and listening to our show today. We are glad you dropped by. Thank you all. Good night.
See y'all next Tuesday.
Thank you for joining the Comedy Convict show today. We hope you had a good time. Be sure to join us next week for more unfiltered conversations.